Good morning, everyone. Our boys and girls in Musselburgh have been learning about some Mr. Men and Little Miss Ladies. Can anybody tell us what have we learned about so far? I think it's mostly been men, isn't it? Hannah, can you remember? Mr. Lazy. Mr. Grumpy. Ethan. Mr. Greedy. I'm not sure if there's been any more, maybe just three. Okay, so this morning we've got a new one. I've not got the book, so you can't cheat this week. So, Little Miss Something is always something. When she's not cleaning the house, she's shopping. And when she's not shopping, she's gardening. And when she's not gardening, she's cooking. She never stops. One day, she got sick. And Dr. Makewell tells her to do nothing and rest. But what that makes her really unhappy. Other characters stop by to suggest cures, but nothing works. Has anybody got any ideas? Right, put your hands up. Hold that thought a wee minute. Finally, Mr. Nonsense suggests she can take a vacation. Little Miss Busy... Sorry. Who is it? Little Miss Busy. Sorry, guys. Spoiled it for you. Little Miss Busy likes this idea of going on holiday because she can do lots of planning and packing. So today we're going to talk about Little Miss Busy. Now, I need somebody, probably a boy, who can come and help me with the story. Ethan, can you go and sit on that big chair over there? Now, today, Ethan is going to pretend to be Jesus for me, and we're going to read a story. And we've got two actresses over here, and they're going to help me with the story. Can everybody see? I'll maybe stand over here so you can see what's happening. Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus were friends with Jesus. One day, Jesus came over to visit. Mary sat at his feet and listened to him for a long time. Meanwhile, Martha was busy cooking and cleaning. There was so much to do. The longer Mary listened to Jesus, the angrier Martha became. She said, "I am busy in the kitchen while Mary is doing nothing. Jesus, please tell my sister to help me," Martha complained. "Martha, Martha," said Jesus, "you should not be upset. Mary has chosen what is better. She is listening to me." Can we give them a big clap? That was really good. Thank you, girls. So just in that story, who did Jesus say was the right person? Who did the right thing? Ethan? That's right, yeah. Because she was sitting at Jesus' feet. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, "So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." And lots of us make the same mistake as Martha made. We're so busy thinking about going to school, playing with our friends, doing our homework, playing on our Xbox, that we forget the most important thing, to spend time with Jesus. Can anybody tell me what sort of ways we can spend time with Jesus? Can anybody think? How can we chat to Jesus and spend time with him and learn about him, just like we would with a friend? Ethan?
Read the Bible.
Read our Bible. Spend some time reading our Bible. What else? How do we talk to God and to Jesus? Does any of the little ones know that? How do we talk to God and Jesus? Anybody? Hannah? We pray, that's right. We can chat to Jesus and to God about anything. So we must be really careful how we spend our time. And we make sure that we don't spend our time doing all these other things and forgetting about Jesus. After all, Jesus is the most important thing. We're just going to say a wee prayer, so everybody close your eyes so you're not distracted. Thank you, God, so much for sending Jesus into our lives to be our rescuer. And we pray that we wouldn't be so busy doing so many other things that we would forget about you. In Jesus' name, amen.